It's an annual legislative event, an attempt to repeal the motorcycle helmet law. Senator Lou Anne Ridgway of Smithville sponsors this year's effort, saying it's all about choice.
From a conservative standpoint, I don't believe that the government's job is to be in the business of being a nanny for every person. I choose to ride a horse. I choose to ride a horse with a helmet. However, the state of Missouri does not make that decision for me. Neither does it make the decision for many other people.
Kate Downey, a brain injury specialist at the University of Missouri's Rusk Rehabilitation Center, says brain damage is as serious as death.
When people sometimes don't wear their helmets, they're kind of at the infantile level. Someone has to clean them up when they've moved their bowels or bladder. Someone has to turn them every 2 hours to prevent bed sores that can eventually kill them. Someone has to feed them.
Ridgway says if our goal is to prevent head injuries, then we should require helmets to be worn in cars, because that's where most accident-related brain injuries occur. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.